This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. At the American Repertory Theater's alternative space, Oberon, you are invited to the impending apocalypse. The world premiere of Burn All Night is on stage in Cambridge. Andy Mientis is the playwright and lyricist with a score by members of the Brooklyn band Teen Commandments. Theater critic Jeremy Goodwin reviewed this dance club production for WBUR's The Artery, and he joins us now. Jeremy, good morning.
Good morning, Sharon.
This is the world premiere of Burn All Night, so no matter how savvy some of us might be, we are not familiar with this show. What's the quick summary?
Sure. There's four principal characters who are all young people in New York City trying to make it and figure out how to live and love and with nothing but the clothes on their backs and the dreams in their hearts. You know, it's like right. Kind of familiar setup in that respect.
And it's a musical, so let's talk music.
Sure. It's the story of millennials in New York City figuring out how to assert themselves and become individuals in a world where there's the threat of imminent global apocalypse. Part of what's very timely about this show, Burn All Night, is we're really in the boom time right now of musicals that try very hard to sound like the music that's happening out in the rest of the world on the street or on the radio. Some of the shows that have worked the best, I think, artistically speaking, have brought dance elements into this. David Byrne teamed up with Fatboy Slim for the Imelda Marcos musical Here Lies Love. Cyndi Lauper does her disco thing in Kinky Boots, which works really well. And Burn All Night really comes within that subgenre of this trend. It's a dance club musical, but the question is, are we talking Studio 54 or are we talking something a little more contemporary? And if you listen to some of the music from Teen Commandments, you do feel like you're more in the 1980s, I think, than in 2017.
Fire in the sky, a billion lovers below, and everyone wants a picture.
This is the title track of the show, Burn All Night, and it's one of those moments when the stage and the whole space are really filled with the whole cast and the ensemble mimicking a live performance at a concert.
Yeah, it does sound a little retro for something that's supposed to be set in present-day club kids' life.
Right, and if the music were more compelling on its own and more memorable, this critique might be less important, but it is kind of a mush to my ears, and for a show that could almost be subtitled Burn All Night, a story about millennials. And the director, Jenny Koons, has talked about how she wants this to sound like the music these characters would be listening to. I don't feel like it has a whole lot to do with the music that would be playing in these Manhattan clubs or certainly in these Brooklyn hipster bars where some of the show takes place.
Right. Now, if you go to a show at Oberon, you already kind of know that you might be in for some variant of this immersive staging idea. So what does that mean in general, and what does it mean for Burn All Night?
It's basically a dance floor with a small proscenium stage at one end and a raised sort of mezzanine level on either side where there are some seats. Some shows come into this space and play up to it more than others do. There was a piece last season that happened to have Courtney Love in it and very winningly put musicians throughout the space and actors throughout the space, and that worked really well. Burn All Night is in that immersive kind of mode, and it actually reminded me of something like that David Byrne musical, Here Lies Love. Precisely choreographed moments where risers slide out into the audience and actors jump up on them and play scenes. And you might have a moment where suddenly the stage moves to right next to you and there's an actor on that platform. So for the scene set in the nightclubs, you really feel like you're in the middle of it and it's happening. So this immersive staging does have the effect of making it all feel, I think, a bit more exciting and important than it would otherwise. I think the extent to which Burn All Night uses the space as a 360-degree space puts the material in its best advantage. And I found myself rooting for it to all come together. And there is a surge of adrenaline, sure, when there are four principal actors and an ensemble of seven who mainly function as dancers and to fill out the scene. When they're running all over the place, sure, you get swept up into it for sure. It's become an article of faith in marketing right now that millennials are understood to be more interested in experiences than things. In this environment, these immersive stagings are becoming more and more popular and more frequent.
Jeremy, thanks.
Thanks so much, Sharon.
Jeremy Goodwin reviewed Burn All Night at Oberon in Cambridge for WBUR's The Artery at WBUR.org. This is 90.9 WBUR.